between average people and outstanding people is the degree of motivation they have within them to do the things that other successful people have done who have gotten results from those things. I really don't think it's too much to ask someone to spend 10 minutes a day envisioning the future that you want to create for yourself, because by deliberately envisioning the experiences of success in your mind, you actually can turn aspirations into reality. So I dare you to break away from the old way you've been doing things, and don't think that this is just a toy that you can play with. This is a very powerful tool and can create an unbelievable future for yourself. I personally am a studier of history, and I don't like to reinvent the wheel, and I always like to find out what other people are doing. And so I encourage you to become an interviewer. And the successful people, and I mean the really successful people that you admire, if you ever get a chance to ask them the question of, you know, what is one of the greatest secret of your success, and ask them, do they use the tool of imagining themselves? I think this is going to convince you how powerful it is. And again, history is a great way to teach us things on how to be in the future. Florence Chadwick's goal was to become the very first woman to ever swim from France to England. And for years, she trained and disciplined herself to keep swimming long after her body cried out to please stop. In 1952, the big day came. She set out full of hope, surrounded by the news media, well-wishers, and small boats, and of course the skeptics who doubted that she'd make it. As she neared the coast of England, a very heavy fog settled in, and the waters became cold and choppy, and she couldn't see. From a nearby craft, her mother was encouraging her, "You know, it's only a few miles. You can make it." Finally, exhausted beyond belief, she regretfully asked to be pulled aboard the boat, not knowing where she was and that she was only a few hundred yards from her goal. She felt defeated and heartbroken at not reaching her dream, especially when she discovered how close she'd been. Later, she told all the reporters, "I'm not offering excuses, but I think I could have made it if I had been able to see my goal." Now, I want to share with you, she did try again. This time, she concentrated on developing a mental image of the coast of England. She memorized every feature of the distant coast and fixed it clearly in her mind. On the appointed day, she encountered all the choppy waters, the fog, the cold that she had met before. But this time, she made it. One of the things I like to do is particularly interview people who have been winners in the Olympic trials. And basically they say, if you can imagine it, you can do it. That image always precedes the reality, that you literally need to make a conscious effort to outpicture what you want to create in reality. Now, I can tell you that going back in my life, my very, very first big break as a professional speaker came when I was retained to speak to a group of more than 1,000 employees for AT&T in New Jersey. I have to tell you, up to that point, I had been speaking to very small groups, and 1,000 people was clearly beyond my comfort zone. The truth was, I kind of felt scared out of my mind, and for a short time was thinking some very sabotaging things like, well, maybe I shouldn't do this, maybe I'm not ready. So I went to see my mentor, who was a woman about 25 years older than I and had a lot of wisdom and life experience, and I told her every time I thought of standing in front of these 1,000 people that my hands started to sweat, my knees were shaking, and my stomach didn't know if I was going to have nausea. And she actually laughed at this and injected some humor to the situation by saying, "Did you know that the number one fear for all people or professionals is public speaking? Have you ever seen the fear list? Public speaking actually beats out snakes and death on that list." So it's hard for me to believe that people wrote down that they'd rather die or handle snakes before standing in front of a group of people. But, you know, people are strange. My mentor went on to tell me that if I was ever going to really be successful in life, I had to stop buying into limiting mass belief systems. For example, any kind of belief that a large group would be fearful. She said, don't believe other people. Check it out yourself. Just because they say it's difficult or impossible doesn't make it true. By the way, Lee, who are they anyway? And why are you listening to them? It's clear they are the people who have failed at what they said can't be done. My mentor's final advice to me was the best advice I've ever gotten from anyone in my entire life. She said, if you don't mentally, physically, emotionally prepare yourself for an opportunity, that opportunity will go to someone else who is prepared. Your job is to visualize yourself in front of those 1,000 people and only see the end results that you want to happen. So I took her advice. I went to the library. I checked out all the books I can find on this technique called visualization, mental rehearsal, guided imagery, self-hypnosis, behavior modification, imprinting. And it was all about the imagination, the workshop of the mind, and that anything man or woman that wanted to create, it had to be created in the mind before it could manifest into reality. So for the next 30 days, I followed the instructions I had read on how to use mental rehearsal. When I got up in the morning, I stayed in bed for an extra 5 minutes. I got a good feeling place in my head, and I imagined myself in front of those 1,000 people. I saw myself as a confident speaker. I knew all my facts and figures. I could answer all the questions professionally. I saw my real personality emerging and having fun and telling things that people laughed. I actually saw the end results that I wanted. I wanted to see the group clapping enthusiastically after I'd finished. I even dared to hope for a little standing ovation. In the evening, just before I went to sleep, I played the same scenes over and over in my mind. I started creating in as many details as possible of anything that I might see or smell or feel during that speech. I have to tell you, during this 30-day period, I also did what I call tangible work or proactive work. I actually practiced my presentations. I anticipated possible questions. I outlined what I wanted to share with the group. I had other people watch me present this speech and be devil's advocate, sharing with me where they thought I was strong, where I was weak. I did a lot of preparation. In other words, I did my homework. My favorite motto, folks, is it is better to be over-rehearsed than ambushed. And this is a very true statement for today. I have to tell you, the day of my speech, I was nervous. I had butterflies, but within 2 minutes of starting that speech, I went right into my comfort zone, which had always been previously with small groups, now very expanded. I now felt actually comfortable in front of 1,000 people. I had rehearsed in my mind over 60 times prior to that moment, literally seeing myself speaking long before I got there. I expected to do a great job, and I did. Because what you expect in life often becomes a reality. Now, this experience shaped my entire life because I realized the power of the mind and that I could create it. This little farmer's daughter from Chuckytuck, Virginia, that this was so eye-opening to me, and it has guided me to be the person I am today. Before I even started this program, I took 5 minutes and I closed my eyes in a quiet place and I saw myself at the end of the hour kind of high-fiving the air and saying, oh man, that was great. I did a great job. I gave great information. I feel so good about that. So before I even, you know, started this recording, I envisioned myself having a good time doing it, feeling good, seeing the end results. So the best way to prepare for anything in life is to visualize what you want. It is your workshop of the mind. It allows you to see the possibilities and to create dreams. And all of us have this kid inside of us, and we get the happiest when we are actually using our potential, when we're being creative. So This is a tool that I cannot urge you enough, not only for you to use, but that you want to teach to your children to get better grades, to see themselves be better in sports.